This is News Talk.
As you know, a full cabinet meeting is being held today when a decision on how to exit level 5 will be made. We'll have an announcement this evening. Already we know NPHET's concerned about reopening the hospitality sector in the run-up to the Christmas, but the government's going to ignore this and reopen restaurants and pubs which serve food in December. So what impact will opening up our country have on hospitals, and can intensive care units cope with the most serious COVID-19 cases? Dr. Catherine Motherway is a consultant in intensive care medicine at University Hospital Limerick, and she's on the line. Good morning to you, Catherine.
Good morning.
Morning to you. I suppose, thinking of reopening our country, does it fill you with nerves as an intensive care specialist?
I do think that as we open up and as we see increased movements, there will be an increase in cases. One hopes on this, you know, what they've done in other countries where they've successfully managed to open up is to have aggressive contact tracing and to have a very well-supported quarantine system, which is what we will hopefully be able to achieve on this occasion. We, you know, so Europe and the WHO would have said this over the summer when we opened up, didn't have a very solid test, isolate and system. So one would hope that if we have good contact tracing and low viral transmission rates, that we'll be able to find those cases early, isolate them, they will isolate themselves or treat them in hospital if necessary. And in that way, if we can find the cases early, they won't transmit and they won't actually mix with people. So to that end, people do need to continue doing the usual, washing their hands, wearing masks, physical distancing and cough etiquette. But in particular, they need to not go to work and isolate themselves if they have symptoms at all and ring their GP, because it's very important that they get tested and take themselves out of society if they are actually feeling unwell. And for that, we need people to assist us. And then we also need a solid testing and contact tracing system, which the HSE has stood up in the last number of months.
And to ask you then, are you confident that we have that strong testing and tracing system?
Now, I keep telling people that I'm not a public health specialist, but I am aware that they have stood up that testing and tracing system in the last number of months. And one hopes that they've continued to recruit, I understand. And so one hopes that we do. But I don't work in that area of the HSE.
Sure.
But that is a key, I think, to us continuing to emerge from lockdown as a society. There's personal responsibility and there's the contact tracing thing. Both are very important.
What is the situation with intensive care and COVID-19 as we speak?
As we speak, I looked this up before I got on the phone to you. So there are currently 36 people in intensive care with COVID-19. There are, in fact, 244 unfortunate patients in our intensive care units, of whom 36 have confirmed COVID-19, with a further 9 suspect cases. And we've been running between 30 and 40 patients since the recent surge in cases in October. And we'd expect those figures to stay high for a good bit longer than the, you know, when the other cases fall, because people who get sick with COVID-19 and require critical care are very long hospital admissions. So we do expect those numbers to remain in that range for a period of time. There are 31 free public beds as of yesterday evening at 8 o'clock in the system. And there are 253 people with COVID in the 29 hospital sites reported on the HSE system.
And Catherine, because of COVID-19 and the impact it's having, is it difficult to provide care for those who need care but not related to COVID-19?
Well, as you can see, we have about 31 free beds, so we still have capacity in the system. COVID-19 does, however, create difficulties in terms of our ability to provide scheduled care on occasions. It means our scheduled care is provided in a slightly less efficient system than it was in the past, because we have to distance people, we have to make sure there isn't congregate people waiting to see us. So when we are trying to actually schedule our theatre lists, it takes slightly longer to do everything. So we're not getting as many people done as we would have in the past in an effort to try and keep everybody safe. And over the past number of months, there have been a number of outbreaks in hospitals, and that also limits our ability to provide non-COVID care, because we have to try and reduce footfall in hospitals. Those are now, thankfully, coming under control, I think, in a lot of places. But it is COVID-19 does make it difficult to provide non-COVID care, but we have to all try our best to keep the viral transmission rates down so we can continue to provide our vital health care to everybody who gets sick in the country.
Finally, can I ask you, it's on the front of all the papers this morning, are you comfortable with pubs which serve food and restaurants being allowed to reopen in December?
It might be on the papers, but I wasn't aware that was going to happen. I did what that was expected. I don't know what NPHET and the government have agreed between themselves or not agreed. I think it is important that if you are going to go to one of those places that you are happy, that number one, you're feeling well. Number two, that you're with the least number of people that is necessary to meet and continue to reduce your social contacts as much as possible, even over the Christmas period. And to adhere to any guidelines that you've been asked to by the staff that are actually opening those services, because they need you to be careful and you need them to be careful. If they're opening them and they're going to open them safely, we will all try and do our best to keep them open safely. There is always a risk in congregated settings. It doesn't matter. There is nothing that, well, there's nothing in life that's no risk anyway. But in this particular instance, congregated settings indoors where there are a lot of people are a risk. So you have to judge that risk for yourself.
Okay.
And hopefully they will manage to get their businesses back up and running safely.
Catherine, thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Catherine Motherway, consultant in intensive care medicine at University Hospital Limerick.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.